Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Today we're in James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. My brothers, don't hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ of glory with partiality. For if a man comes with a gold ring and fine clothing into your synagogue, and a poor man in filthy clothing also comes in, and you pay special attention to him who wears the fine clothing and say, here, sit here in this place, and you say to the poor man, stand there or sit by my footstool. Haven't you shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, didn't God choose those who are poor in this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Don't the rich oppress you and personally drag you before the courts? Don't they blaspheme the honorable name by which you are called? However, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, from Leviticus 19:18, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin, being convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he's become guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, from Exodus 20:14 and Deuteronomy 5:18, also said, do not commit murder, from Exodus 20:13 and Deuteronomy 5:17. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as men who are to be judged by a law of freedom. For judgment is without mercy to him who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for James chapter 2 and reminding us about the importance of not showing partiality, of preferring the wealthy over the poor or treating the poor with contempt. And we can see that in lots of different ways. It's not necessarily just wealthy and poor, but popular and unpopular, or people who are superstars versus people who are in the background. And Lord, I'm so thankful for our life group at church that has a wide representation of all different kinds of people. And I thank you for the privilege of pastoring them. Lord, help us to treat everyone that we come in contact with as an image bearer of you. Because they bear your image, they are worthy of dignity, worthy to be listened to, worthy to take care of and help and shepherd. And so, Lord, help us to have that kind of attitude. And as all I need to do, Jesus, is look to you and look at how you treated others when you walked this earth. You spoke the truth quite candidly and pointedly to those who are religiously proud, but you also love them. And you also loved those who were chastised by society, prostitutes and broken people. And a lot of those were women. And I just want to thank you so much for dignifying women and elevating their status when you walked the earth. It's really beautiful. Every time I read that, I get excited. Now I'm writing a book about it. So that to me is just such a joy. And Lord, thank you also for the reminder that if we transgress one law, we're guilty of it all. So it's not like we can feel like we're better than other people, because 100% of humanity has committed sin. We may not have murdered, but we might have, you know, chased after an idol. And we may not have committed adultery, but we might have lusted after somebody. And so there's all sorts of levels of sin that if we're a transgressor of one, we're a transgressor of the whole law. In light of that, we cannot save ourselves. We need a savior. We need someone to rescue us, and that is you. And we thank you so much. Help us to live in gratitude of what you have done today. And Lord, I also, on an aside, just pray for those who are struggling financially today, especially as we've, you know, read about people who are poor. I pray for provision for my friend who's stressed out right now, particularly, at least in the U.S., where we have to pay for our medical care. It can become something that bankrupts us. So I pray for my friend that is worried about that. I have actually a friend who is worried about that. And so I pray for her, and I pray that you would prevail and provide for all of her needs. Lord, because that's such a hard and heavy thing to carry. And Lord, I pray for those battling sickness today, and I pray that you would be the lifter of their head and that you give them some reprieve today and some peace, that peace that passes all comprehension. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. $1 gets you a free Zoom call. $10 gets you a free painting and the Zoom call. $25 gets you a secret podcast plus a Zoom call plus a painting. And $100 gets you all of that. Plus, I will send you a book of mine, and I'll add you to my prayer team if that's something that you would like. So thanks to all who are patrons. I really appreciate you. And thanks to all of you who pray for this ministry.